Please stand as we join in singing our Alleluia verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with the first verse. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me. And the one who rejects you rejects me. And the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from Luke chapter 10. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, you'll find those on page 3 in your bulletin. Most of us are familiar with the footprints story. The footprint story is the story of a man who had a dream, and in that dream, he could look back over the span of his life. And as he looked back over the span of his life, it was as though he was walking along the beach. And as he looked back over his life, he could see two sets of footprints. His own, of course, and the other set being the Lord's. The Lord walking with him throughout his life. But then the man looked more carefully and he noticed that when there were particular times of difficulty in his life, he only saw one set of footprints instead of two. Well, this puzzled him and bothered him, and finally he was so troubled that he asked God about it. And he said, God, I looked back over my life and I could see those two sets of footprints, how you're walking with me, but then I noticed the times of difficulty and there was only one set of footprints. God, how could you leave me in those difficult times? And God responded to the man like this. My dear child, I love you. I would never leave you. Those times of difficulty where you see only one set of footprints, that's when I carried you. What this story and our gospel lesson this morning share is perspective. In the footprint story, the perspective of the person looking back over their life and God's perspective stand in stark contrast. From the perspective of the individual, they perceive that during those difficult times, God was leaving them, was abandoning them. But from God's perspective, it was at those very moments that God, in a special way, was providing his care and provision for one of his dear children. So it is in our gospel lesson this morning with regard to the kingdom of God. As the kingdom of God comes among us, from our perspective, it is a mixed bag. We see things from a veiled, a limited perspective. And we see that borne out in Jesus' words in our gospel lesson this morning. 72 are sent out. Yay! The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We are dear lambs of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Yay! Jesus says the lambs are sent out in the midst of wolves. Some will extend God's peace and provision to those who go out in his name. Yay! Others will reject them and mock them. God's kingdom comes with power and with impact. Yay! Some hearts will remain unchanged and even become antagonistic toward Christ and toward his followers. The point is, we see in part when it comes to God's kingdom. We see the advances and the setbacks. We see the receptivity and the rejection. We see the power, but also the apparent weakness. In the midst of this mixed bag perspective, Jesus reminds his followers then and us of God's greatest gift. Jesus, upon hearing the report of the sent 72, as they come back all excited because they have seen the power of God at work through their ministry as they were sent out, responds to them by saying this: Do not rejoice in this, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. They and we rejoice first and foremost in God's gift of salvation. They and we rejoice first and foremost that Jesus came and died on a cross and rose again for us. They and we rejoice first that we have life now and forever because of Jesus Christ. And our names, by God's grace, are written in the book of life. Praise God for that gift. But there are two dangers associated with this perspective. One is complacency. I'm saved. God's done it all. That's great. So now I'll just kind of sit back and enjoy life and wait for heaven to come someday. No. You and I are sent just as surely as Jesus sent those 72 long ago. You and I are sent just as they were to go out into those harvest fields. You and I are sent just as they were to proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near. Knowing that we are saved by God's grace is all the more motivation to live and to love and to serve in the name of Jesus. The second danger associated with this perspective is becoming discouraged in the midst of the struggle. We can so look forward to Christ's forever kingdom and to spending eternity with Him that as we look at all the challenges and difficulties we face as followers of the King, that we just want to hit the fast forward button. We don't want to face those challenges or difficulties. We just want to forego all of that. And of course, that's not our place in life. We are called to be followers of the King. We are invited to be renewed each day in Christ as we go forth as those 72 went to proclaim that the kingdom of God has come near. But sometimes we become discouraged. We lose our perspective. Martin Luther is helpful at this point. In his small catechism, in his section on the second petition of the Lord's Prayer and its explanation, Luther writes, "Thy kingdom come." What does this mean? The kingdom of God comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it would come among us also. What a beautiful prayer that would be. If every day we would arise and say, "Thy kingdom come, God, may your kingdom come to me today. May your kingdom come among us today. May your kingdom come as I go forth as one of your disciples into the world into which you have placed me." And then to spend that day looking for the signs of God at work as his kingdom spreads literally to the ends of the earth. Yes, God's kingdom comes, and we get to play a part in its coming. We are sent out into every town and place. We are sent out into those harvest fields. We are invited to trust God's care and provision in our lives. And we are privileged to share that wonderful good news that in Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God has come near. And as we do, we can rejoice that because of Jesus Christ and his grace, our names are written in heaven. It's a matter of perspective. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. I invite